This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Personal Development Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with, once again, Siobhan McKenna, whose mission is to inspire and empower people to design and build extraordinary lives. She is the author of the book, Imagineering Your Life. Siobhan is dedicated to helping people define and live their ultimate lives. Siobhan has had a fascination with people who have been happy and ultimately live a wonderful and fulfilled life. This book is an accumulation of the wisdom and experience she has to share with you. Siobhan, certainly a privilege to have you back with us on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric. It's wonderful to be back.
Well, thank you, and good morning to you as well. Now, tell me a little bit, once again, about your story and how you got to where you are for those that missed the last interview that we had together.
Oh, sure, of course. Yeah, well, what I decided when I was in high school, okay, what am I going to do when I grow up? And I ultimately wanted to either become an architect or an engineer. So I did end up doing that. I became an engineer in aerospace and defense, and worked on that for over 17 years in that field. But I always have been passionate about personal development and life success. And I would always read the best, to learn from them how they have ultimately become successful, such as Jack Canfield, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, Dr. Ken Blanchard, who wrote The One-Minute Manager, and so many others. And what I did, I said, you know what, if we can design and develop these complex, intelligent computer systems, why can't we do the same with our lives and have some kind of formula to do that? And that's ultimately how my book, Imagineering Your Life, was born.
Now, what inspired you to write this book, Imagineering Your Life?
I think I was, one day I was in the computer lab, it was about 6 in the morning, and I said, there was always a book in me that I said, I can apply these principles of a basic architectural framework that we use in the computer industry. And it was based on the paradigm of who, what, why, where, when, how. So I just started thinking when on my off time, I would just start writing and say, okay, who and what and why and where. And then I said, okay, what's the inspiration, or why is the inspiration? Why do we get out of bed every day? And what is that vision for our ultimate life? So pretty much the book took on a life of its own. It became, hey, I could do this for people's lives, because that's what my chief job assignment was architecting systems in the engineering field. And so my two passions became into one, and that's where the passion for writing the book came about.
I understand that you do have a radio show as well. I'm sure there was some inspiration behind that, Imagineering Your Life, a fresh life design. Tell us about that and what inspired you to even start a radio show.
Oh, yeah. It was interesting. I was at an event, and I met a woman who, her name is Raven Blair Davis, and she runs her own radio network. It's called Amazing Women of Power. And she said, Siobhan, I would love for you to be one of our hosts if you're interested, because she saw my book. She understood my message, and that's what it's all about. It's this amazing women of power. So we came up with a radio show. It's called Life Design Radio. And it just aired. We just pushed it out last week, this past Tuesday, and it airs at 10 Pacific time. And also 4 Pacific time, it re-airs. And it's been fun because now I can have all different types of radio guests, just like you, Eric, because having your own radio show and getting and hearing other people's stories can be so inspiring. And so many people have redesigned their lives and designed their lives, and hearing where they've come from to where they are now, I'm always inspired by that.
Now, you've talked about mission and passion. What is your mission and your passion?
Oh, great question. Okay, that's where I said, you know what, my ultimate, where I was looking at, what do I actually want to do with my life? What fulfills me? When I do it, the world falls away. And so my ultimate passion and mission is to inspire and empower women around the world to design and build extraordinary lives. Because at first it was people, and I had I can help men too, which I can, and it's because of it. I like the engineering part because men are a lot more clear cut and factual, and they just they can simplify things a lot easier than women. Women can be a lot more complex, and also it's also inspiring to help women because women need a little boost and okay and inspiration, and especially with women who want to go into engineering or mathematics, it can give them confidence to say, hey, it's possible for me to be a successful woman. No matter what a woman wants to go into, what field, what career, it's possible for her, and she can get the confidence to do so. And I think with my program and formula for success and imagineering your ultimate life, that can help them.
Yes, without a question. Now, today we are with Siobhan McKenna, the author of the book, Imagineering Your Life, here on eHealth Radio's Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Siobhan, what are the three key principles in your book, Imagineering Your Life?
Okay, so there are seven principles, and I want to give there are seven principles for designing and building an extraordinary life. And I like that you asked, okay, what are the top three? Because then they can get a kind of feel for it without getting too overloaded with too much information. So the first principle, the key principle, is the inspiration. That's the why. Why are you here? Why do you jump out of bed and you just are excited to get out of bed, and it's not like, oh, I have to go to work today? And I mean, we all have to have work, but sometimes it's nice to think about, wow, why am I here? And that's the imagination part. And it also, that moves us into the second principle, which is the vision. And that's the what. Okay, what does this ultimate life look like? And I think visualization is so important in our lives to say, okay, do I want to live by the mountains and a lake, or do I want to live at the beach? It's like, oh, what kind of relationship do I want to have? What kind of home do I want to have? So it starts to, I also ask in the, after each chapter, the what. I ask questions at each principle to get your mind going. It's like a brainstorming session that I learned in engineering. And it starts to say, hey, you start to think outside of the box. And then we'll move into the seventh principle, which that's a another key principle, and it is the action. Now go build it. Because without the action, none of the other seven principles or six principles are going to come to fruition. Because if you don't take action, you have to take steps each day to get to where you want to go. Because without the action, you're not going to get anywhere.
Couldn't agree more with that. Where can our folks and our listeners get a copy of your book and also to be in potential contact with you?
Oh, sure. Okay, they can go to my website, and that's www.imagineeringyourlife.com, and they can order it right from my website, which takes them right to Amazon, and they can also order it from Barnes & Noble. It also is an ebook format with the Kindle and the Nook. And to get in touch with me, they can just email me at info@imagineeringyourlife.com. And I always love to hear from my readers because it just inspires me to hear what they think of the book and also ideas that they would like to hear more about, because I am moving into writing another book. So that's what I potentially want to make Imagineering Your Life a series of books. I'm kind of excited about that because there's so much more I can delve down into each principle. And the next book I'll tell you that's coming along, it's going to be Imagineering Your Life, but it's going to be 52 amazing women's story of how they redesign their lives. So that's in the platform right now.
Excellent. I certainly can hear the excitement in your voice. Well done. We've been speaking with Siobhan McKenna, the author of the book, Imagineering Your Life. She is dedicated to helping people define and live their ultimate lives and has had a fascination with people who have been happy and ultimately live a wonderful and fulfilled life. This book is simply an accumulation of the wisdom and experience she has to share with you. And the website of reference, once again, is imagineeringyourlife.com. Siobhan, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric.
You are so welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.